With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. MPs are heading back to Parliament this morning at 10:30 a.m.
Another productive sitting. In the middle, there were some mild fireworks, but I think we got past that, and it ended on a positive and collaborative note. So I'd like to thank all members for all of their good work.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks there. Most of Thursday was spent dealing with opposition matters, including 10 parliamentary questions and 6 private members' motions. The sole bill expected to be tabled and debated, the Development and Planning Amendment Bill 2026, brought by opposition MP Chris Saunders, was withdrawn before the sitting adjourned for the night. On the docket today, the tabling of several annual reports, 10 parliamentary questions, and debate on the Public Transport Amendment and Validation Bill. You can listen to today's proceedings live by heading to our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM. $6 million in the 2026 budget and $2 million in 2027 to, quote, implement a 4-step plan to tackle issues at Cayman's landfills, with the Minister for Environmental Health saying work is already underway.
We have a clear path forward, a structured plan to improve landfill operations and reduce what we send to the landfill while we build what we need for the future. By the end of this year, we expect the regen exit to be concluded and the steering committee to produce the first strategic outline case for a modern waste management system for these islands.
A major fire shuttered businesses and closed the Esther Lee Tibbetts Highway earlier this month. And speaking in Parliament on Thursday, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes assured the public that waste management is a top priority. Going forward, a big part of the plan will be reducing the amount of garbage that heads into the landfill in the first place, adding that more than 40% of all waste comes from, quote, commercial activity, and 2/3 of that is recyclable, prompting government to introduce mandatory commercial recycling.
We are investing in a new material recycling facility to increase our sorting and processing capacity by 2029. We are also expanding residential recycling depots and developing public education campaigns on responsible disposal of waste. We have issued drafting instructions to ban the import of 8 commonly used single plastic items.
And the final part of the plan? Building a permanent solution. The minister says a new engineered landfill will be built on Crown land next to the current tipping area that will extend the operational life of the landfill through 2036, quote, provided there are no major hurricanes.
We are developing a modern, integrated waste management solution for the Cayman Islands. The steering committee will be in place by summer. We expect to reach the outline business case stage where the preferred solution, its cost, land requirements and environmental performance are defined by the fall of 2027.
You can rewatch her full statement on the CIGTV YouTube channel. Now, the Department of Environmental Health is also looking for a partner to help remove waste tires from all landfills. Currently, used automotive and heavy equipment tires are being stored at landfills on Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman. And there's no method locally available for their disposal or recycling. And they hold, quote, little to no value and require substantial processing to be reused. The DEH says the tires cannot be landfilled due to difficulties in burying and the associated risks of landfill fires. As a result, they're being stockpiled and space is running out. To address this issue, the DEH has issued a tender for a company capable of transporting approximately 5,700 tons of tires to another jurisdiction for recycling, with a completion date set for mid-December. For more details, head to cayman.bonfirehub.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Ukraine has struck oil infrastructure in the Russian Black Sea port city of Tuapse for the fourth time in the last 2 weeks. Russia's local operational headquarters said a sea terminal had been set on fire. The French news agency says the Malian army and its Russian mercenary allies have surrendered a strategic military post in the far northeast to Islamist rebels and Tuareg separatists. The rebels are also closing in on the capital Bamako in the southwest. A new Danish study suggests weight loss jabs like Ozempic and Wegovy could also help people struggling with alcohol dependency. The scientists say the appetite-suppressing effects could also influence the mechanisms underlying addiction. That's the latest. BBC News.